Welcome to the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Big Juju Media is the world's largest, most fabulous, most powerful, richest, and best Big Juju Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet, so just get over it already. Join us for more at BigJujuMedia.com. Listen for free on SoundCloud at Big Juju Media.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Steve Steinberg of Big Juju Media Radio Show. Tonight is the Oscars. We're doing our Oscar special because we love to rub it in to the Republicans, because it's the one night Republicans and conservatives and all the other stupid, unloving, untalented, uncharitable, and ungodly didn't take that in, Colton.
So sad.
Just can't stand
tonight.
Because it's the truly loving, truly beautiful, talented
Republicans
people
are
who
sinners.
Know how to manage their money.
Hello.
Filthy Luger.
Stupid Trump voters. Oh, my God.
Deplorable.
That's right.
You know, the Republicans just can't hack it.
They can't
stand people who are God's children. Actually celebrating life instead of bitching about it like Republicans always do every day on conservative talk media.
Every day.
What a bunch of bad Americans.
Sinners.
Where the hell is Trump's Oscar? Oh, that's right. We'll never have one.
There's Melania,
anyway,
you know.
Let's have a fabulous time on Big Juju Media Radio
Steve.
Show tonight at the Oscars.
Well, you know, it's like there are all kinds of things going on at the Oscars tonight, and even celebrities aren't immune to the excitement and
so
the glamour.
Yeah.
And, you know, the convivial choking that's going around the Oscars. You know, like so many of us who sit at home, even though we're not at home, we're right here on the red carpet
watching everyone go by.
It's just like it's a big spectacle of love, a big spectacle celebrating creativity instead of kids getting shot with NRA guns.
Hello,
never again. Hello,
white nationalists
fuckers.
Shooting God's children.
So that's
go
why,
figure.
And, you know, it's another reason why the Oscars are cool. It's like,
it's classy.
Billy
here.
Elchner said on his Twitter, if I see even one man at the Oscars tonight, I'll be furious. So, you know, Tyra Banks said, ho, but make it fashion.
I love her, Tyra Banks. It's so cool.
Christine Teigen said, I have canceled Oscars Sunday and I'm trying to track down the taco truck featured in Ugly Delicious. Does anyone around 6 months pregnant need a dress? You know, so it's just like the Oscar dudes and babes are getting into it, man. It's just like totally cool. Everyone looks hot.
Well, you know, it is idol worship when Republicans try to put down people winning little statues, otherwise known as idols. But the Republicans are making an idol, too, of the Oscars.
That's right, they are.
That is idolatry. They should not be putting the Oscars above Jesus and God. They need to go back and read their Bible in Ezekiel, the prophecy against the mountains of Israel. In Ezekiel 6, it says, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against the mountains of Israel. Prophecy against them and say, O mountains of Israel, hear the word of the sovereign Lord. You know how the sovereign citizens with all their guns and religion and their ugly pockmarked face and their big fat ass filled up with the center aisles of grocery stores, foods, and their meth addiction and everything else, and they can't even read the Bible tonight. They're obsessed with God's children called the Democrats and the liberals, singing a joyous joke unto the Lord, like so many of the Trump voters are. But anyway, back to prophecy and scripture now. You pay attention, printed, sending all your money to Jesus, if you have any money, you stupid Trump voters. Anyway, this is what the sovereign Lord says to the mountains and hills. I'm going to get back to that in my segment. I think the Christians in name only out there, otherwise known as Republicans who voted for Trump, ought to find my Bible prophecy very interesting if they can even read the Bible.
They can't.
Of bitching all the time. You know, bitching is a sin.
It does say that.
Stupid sinners.
Anything that is... Thank you, Pastor Vernon. Oh, hi! Okay, she didn't see me. Okay, whatever. Okay, we're live on the air. Okay, so the story about her is I helped her pick out that dress, okay, and she borrowed my stylist, my producerist, and my astrologist before she came to the red carpet, and she totally gave me shade. I mean, she just, like, walked right on by. I don't remember her name, but she's a very famous actress, and she just totally gave me shade. I mean, that was really tacky. Because I helped her pick out that dress, you bitch. Anyway, I can smell your White Rain hairspray. Hi, everyone. I'm Catherine Damian. I'm a little for classy living. I'm on the red carpet tonight at the Oscar Awards ceremonies in Los Angeles. There's a lot of class going on here tonight. A lot of fabulous fashions. I'm just going to go over some of the headlines of these fabulous things going on at the Oscars. Nicole Kidman, has she ever won an Oscar? She certainly deserves it, doesn't she? Everyone is talking about the set here at the Oscar. They say it looks like something from the movie Frozen. And Jimmy Kimmel, hi! Okay, another one just totally walked by me. He used to come, and when I was back in Vegas, when I was playing Cremora Ravel right before my Vegas act failed, he and Harvey Weinstein would come and sit in the front row with a few of the A-list guys in Hollywood, several of which I've already seen on the red carpet tonight. Totally gave me shade. Okay, total shade situation here. Not classy, guys. Not classy. You tipped me once. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you fucker. Okay, whatever. It's like I did him once. And, oh, hi! Hi, he's very cute. I did him once, too. Anyway, it's very classy here at the Oscars. I recognize just about everybody, which is kind of unusual considering it's like daylight out, going into evening and twilight right before the awards begin. I recognize most of the men on the red carpet. I think that's very interesting. They all look pretty classy. They smell good. Hi, darling. Hello. Okay, good luck. I hope you win. No, I don't. You know, she was a total bitch to me when she was getting her hair done yesterday. We were comparing hairstyles. I liked mine better, and then she stole it, and now there she goes. Hi, I hope you win. Okay, I hope you win. She is so gonna lose. Okay, anyway, I am Pastor Pernian Ferner of Blessed Souls Ministries, Deciphering Jesus and God. This is a holy first here on the red carpet of the Oscars with Pernian in my Bible, blessing all these sinners and heathens going by, taking a whole night to pray to the golden calf called Oscar instead of Jesus and God. With Pernian, no one recognizes me. Bless you. Bless you. There goes Tom Cruise. Bless you, Tom Cruise. Your religion is fake. Okay, anyway. Oh, my goodness. There's Oprah. There's Oprah. Bless you, Oprah. Bless you. I do Special Soul Sunday. It's different from your show. We actually bless people. Anyway, Pernian would like to go over a prophecy against the mountains of Israel. Now, I've already told you the first part, and I got to finish the prophecy so you don't pay attention to the Oscars. Pay attention, Pernian. You listen, Pernian. I'm reading the Word of God right here in my Bible. This good book right here, Bible. Now I'm just going to get into this. I'm about to bring... This is the Bible. Okay, this is the Bible. The Bible says, I'm about to bring a sword against you, and I will destroy your high places. This is especially true for the Republicans now. You listen up, NRA gun nuts. Republicans jealous of God's children telling stories made in the movies. Your altars will be demolished and your incense altars will be smashed. What's an incense altar? Well, that's like the Fox News, isn't it? Where they worship lies and false narratives that are not scripture. They don't read the Bible on Fox News, do they? No, they don't. They gossip. They commit the seven sins. And they've got all that adultery going on behind the scenes. Your altars will be demolished. Your incense altars will be smashed. And I will slay your people in front of your idols.
I will lay the dead bodies of the Israelites in front of their idols, and I will scatter your bones around your altars. Republicans, Jesus is coming to get you, and he's going to scatter your bones in front of your altars called the talk radio media of conservative media.
Okay.
Because you got no talent.
No, they don't.
You write stupid, dumb books. Anyway, I'm just so upset here at the Oscars. No one is paying attention
to
Purdy.
Calm down, darling.
God bless you.
Oh, no, no.
I could pass out Bible tracts.
No, we don't need you passing out Bible tracts. Isn't this a fabulous event here with Big Juju Media Radio Show here at the 2018 Oscars? Isn't this fabulous? Look at all the Jews.
It's like, you know, Jimmy Kimmel said, the Academy, as you're no doubt aware, took action to expel Harvey Weinstein from their ranks. And then he said, this is Jimmy Kimmel, he was saying during his monologue on Sunday night, you know, that's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight.
So there were a lot of great nominees, but Harvey deserved it the most.
He did, yeah.
And then he said, this is a night for positivity, you know,
that's
which
right.
is like so cool. It's like, there's a lot to celebrate. We've got historic nominations, a bunch of shattered ceilings, you know, metaphorically speaking, and a Hollywood that's finally waking up to a problem that's plagued its ranks for decades.
That's right.
It's like, you know, this is the year that if you hear your name called, don't get up right away.
Oh, yeah.
Give us a minute. It's a special
year.
It's a big one.
You don't all win.
This is the most beloved and respected man in Hollywood, you know, and Oscar is 90 years old tonight, which means he's probably at home watching Fox News.
Getting fat with the rest of the Republicans who can't keep track of the facts anymore. You know, it's a very tricky time right now because when people are scared in the audience of the Oscars, they don't laugh. I've had to coach them on that. Several celebrities come to me for coaching on how to look like an actor who's normal in normal life when a camera is shoved in their face. You know, it's like I train them how to be on a talk show, on a comedy show, because we all know what happens during and after the Oscars. It's just like everyone wants to be seen on TV with me and a bunch of my other friends. You know, if you find yourself in a situation where you're at the Oscars with someone like me, you need to have the class, your hair needs to have a salon touch, you need a designer dress, okay?
Oh, that's right.
Don't wear something that you'd wear to Vaughn's or Albertson's or Food Lion or, you know, your stupid church. Or waddling around in your trailer, you bunch of dumbass Republicans, I swear to God. Go read an Ann Coulter book in the toilet and use it as toilet paper. Let's be positive tonight.
You know that American figure skater and Olympic athlete, Adam Rippon, wore a leather harness to the March 4th Academy Awards tonight, and Twitter is all over it. I mean, he made a name for himself in the 2018 Winter Olympic Games, and not only for his amazing athletics, but for his outspokenness about his sexuality.
Absolutely.
Don't you think so?
Well, totally, man. It's like, as a member of the U.S. figure skating team, Rippon won a bronze medal at this year's Winter Games, which made him the first openly gay American male athlete to medal in the Olympics. And he was vocal throughout the Olympics, and now he's here at the Academy Awards. You know, it's just like, it's no surprise he's attending and wearing a leather harness. I think it's so righteous, man. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with Republicans who get upset about all this fiction in Hollywood when that's the only thing Republicans ever have coming out of their mouth is a bunch of fucking lies and fucking fiction and false narratives, and they're so anti-American and anti-constitutional First Amendment rights. Hello, you fuckwads. Let's be positive tonight, you know? Let's celebrate creativity and moving forward.
And the fabulousness, the glamour, the fabulousness, the glamour. Okay, you need to move the cue cards quicker, honey. You know, these union workers in this town, I swear to God, they don't understand English, first of all. And the other thing is they don't understand my hand signals that always worked in Vegas. Like this Italian one where you take your hand and you swoosh it up under your neck, you know, and it means, well, you know what it means. Anyway,
And she didn't understand that here. You're only in the union. You're not a star.
No,
you're not a celebrity.
Darling,
you'll never be nominated.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Swear to God. What is going on? Sweetheart. Who was she anyway? I don't even know who she
Meryl
was.
That was Meryl Streep, and she wasn't even talking to you. She was talking to somebody else.
Oh,
just totally dissed Meryl Streep.
Oh, my God. I am so embarrassed. I need to go.
You should be.
I'll be right back.
You blew it. You sinned. You are doing the false idolatry of Meryl Streep. How could you possibly make a mistake like that? Hello, Mystery.
Shut up, Pastor.
She turned around. She walked away from me very quickly. I don't understand.
Of course.
You're scaring off the celebrities. No one wants to talk to someone with glasses and a plaid shirt, brown pants, and a Bible. Hello? Give it a rest.
You know, just because there are a lot of Jews here doesn't mean you need to start preaching your religion.
I'm
now
back.
Put the Bible away or open it up and look like you know what you're doing. We cannot afford to not be asked back to this next year. Joan Rivers is gone. We are taking over, and that's all there is to it.
You know, I just want to say something, that the black gowns of the Golden Globes were a statement, but they didn't really stand in for actually speaking out, whereas the white roses of the Grammy Awards, which I was not nominated for, again.
Well, maybe next year, darling.
Racist.
You know. Oh.
They provided an opportunity for musicians to front concerns but avoid meaningful conversations. Now, last December, a bunch of columnists were worried that the Me Too hashtag could outright cancel
Oscars.
Right now, tonight, right here with Catherine, we're watching a man accused of sexual assault lead the red carpet while also promoting his own fashion
line. It alone,
I mean, it's
darling.
Just like, what
leave
is
it alone.
With that? I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Quiet.
Hi, dear. Hi, darling.
Hi, darling.
She remembered me.
Who is she? Who is she?
She is so fabulous.
Who is she?
Sure. She used to empty the wastebasket at the stripper club that I performed at.
Darling.
And she's emptying the wastebaskets here on the red carpet.
God.
So,
Put it away.
Yeah, just finally someone has recognized me at the Oscars. I have been recognized.
She's not a star.
By someone taking out the trash.
Right,
good,
hello.
Darling. No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Right, I know. So anyway, Jonathan, what do you think?
I think that the Academy Awards can be pretty stressful for, like, all of us involved here tonight, including all of us. Like, the actors, the presenters, and the nominees.
And
you name it, they probably have, you know, nervous butterflies.
It's starting. The show is starting.
Some
here we go.
Can handle it
here it
better
goes.
Than others. Like, right now, Helen Mirren is taking a tequila
shot on the red carpet.
Righteous, Helen! Did you see that? That was awesome!
Helen
Mirren just totally shot tequila on the red carpet.
She totally drank that! Demon
Ale! She is just like us. Stars are just like us.
Demon Ale! That is sand! I just talked to her. She and I are going to do something next year. Pretty fabulous. We won't even have to audition. She's going to work it out with me. I'm pretty sure I was the one she was talking to. She was giving me eye signals right after she tossed back that shot at me.
That's because she was drunk. What?
She's going to phone me. Okay, she just gave me that sign with her middle finger.
What sign?
Means call me. It's a Vegas.
I just cannot believe all this idolatry. People are drinking and sinning on the red carpet, and it's just all going on in front
of Hollywood.
You know, we cannot just give in to all of this. We must remember Puerto Rico and the lives there that were lost. It's not all about tourism. You know, on average, 87% of the island has power. But sources told Pernia that about 150,000 U.S. citizens on the island of Puerto Rico don't have electricity. Now, how can they watch the Oscars and listen to Pernia ask them to send in their money?
Oh my gosh, if they don't have electricity. Quiet.
There he goes.
You know, I heard that there were fears that A-listers were going to avoid him on the red carpet.
Yeah.
But only 21 people have stopped to talk to him.
I cannot even believe that he showed up. What's his name again?
Ryan Seacrest. That's Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's like nominees Allison Janney
and
Mary J. Blige.
Who is it?
Live with Kelly and Ryan, co-host Kelly Ripa and husband
Ryan Seacrest.
Mark Consuelos.
Are these books in the Bible?
He's the recipient of an honorary Oscar at the Governor's Award ceremony last November. But Ryan Seacrest chat with Taraji Henson, in which she told him the universe has a way of taking care of good people.
That's right, left the entire internet wondering
if she'd offered support for the host or cursed him.
I have support, host.
If there's so many accusations of sexual misconduct, like the red state.
I am wearing my support hose right now.
Guns and religion, and don't know about Cain, Abel, and Seth.
Oh, here we go again.
From which the entire rest of the human race sprung.
Must you politicize everything?
Christians and Republicans who hate the Oscars. How did all of the rest of humanity come from Cain, Abel, and Seth?
What are you talking about?
What woman did they have sex with? Sexual misconduct with? It was Eve. It was Eve from Adam. And that is incest in the Bible. No wonder people in the South keep shooting everyone.
Time's
up. Their DNA is all scrambled up and they're just a bunch of inbred incest
victims. Again.
All right, now start making everything about politics and religion. That's so typical of the Republicans and conservatives. Just shut up with that. We're supposed to be positive tonight and having a celebration of joy.
Oh, my God. All right.
Here at the Oscars.
Calm down.
You know, there's so many things going down at the 90th
it's
Oscars.
It's so glamorous.
The speech is long. The stars are drinking.
Yes.
And there are awards being given out left and right, of course. But the one thing that has a lot of viewers scratching their heads about is that Jimmy Kimmel interrupted a theater of people watching A Wrinkle in Time during the Oscars. And it was just... it was a little weird. It was a little weird, and Twitter is going nuts over it.
It was weird. I spilled my hot buttered popcorn all over my support hose. But you know what else is weird? Jennifer Lawrence avoiding her third fall at the Oscars. I mean, she had a wine glass in hand with the Red Sparrow actress climbing over seats inside this Dolby Theater, managing to stand tall after famously slipping on stage in 2013 when she picked up the award for Best Actress in Silver Linings Playbook. And she later tripped on the red carpet a year later. I don't trip, honey. I glide. Anyway, she's going to present the award for Best Actress alongside Jodie Foster. Do you remember her? After last year's Best Actor winner, Casey Affleck bowed out of the ceremony. So it's just like so many things are going on. Anne Hathaway is responding to Oscar haters 5 years later. Mary J. Blige and Ryan Seacrest, you know, it's just like all of that. Jennifer Garner shuts down the Oscars red carpet in this gorgeous blue gown that I helped her pick out. I really helped out with her style on that, with a lot of class. It's a real classy color blue, not like the typical ugly Democrat color blue,
Watch
a nice royal blue of real class.
Well, not only the class, but there's some pretty hot chicks here tonight too.
Oh,
it's
just
like
beautiful.
This is like considered the biggest night in Hollywood.
It's
like
big.
An unforgettable celebrity beauty.
And
show,
we are
you know?
Here
it's
too.
Just like,
we are here.
They're so freaking hot. It's like it's Hollywood's biggest night to wear hair and makeup,
full
of cinematic
it's
proportions.
It's a very big night
like,
for me too.
A few
Jonathan,
examples of what
know?
I'm talking about with these babes
feel
like Allison Williams'
here.
Shimmery eyeshadow, and Margot Robbie's wavy bob were like totally awesome. Oscar-worthy must-see looks for the night.
I disagree.
Like, got all the dudes
I'm
excited. And
scripture.
What about Gal Gadot's Oscars dress?
Oh, well, she's
was
different.
Made
oh, that was Wonder Woman. That was
Oscars.
Wonder Woman. She is
it
fabulous.
Hot. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, but Helle Mirren, I mean, the star pinned back her layered pixie cut with one of last year's biggest trends, this monochromatic makeup look. She's so classy.
What are you talking about?
She wore
about?
Rosy blush on the apples of her cheeks. And matching matte lip. I mean, that is so classy. Allison Janney. Slide-swept bangs are back. And the confirmation comes from Allison Janney on the Oscars red carpet herself. I mean, the Best Supporting Actress winner wore her hair in a low chignon with her bangs swept to the side. And her makeup, she stuck to a subtle rosy color scheme in pink blush and Elizabeth Arden's plush up lip gelato and nude fizz on her lips. I used to wear that when I was a stripper.
Well, I'm just going to read from Psalms because I don't know what any of you are talking about with all this idolatry going around. It's just praise the Lord in Psalm 111. I will extol the Lord with my heart in the council of the upright in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds. Is anyone paying attention to Purdian? Okay, I'm just going to put my Bible away. I saw a bunch of police people pointing their guns.
I know that.
I'm putting my Bible away, so I'm going to put my Bible away right now. I'm just going to see.
Well, you better.
Okay, it's official. We can officially call Jordan Peele an Oscar winner that tweets about Get Out winning an Oscar for Best Screenplay at the 2018 Academy Awards. Proves the entire world is overjoyed. My first jump of the night. So happy for Get Out, says Christine Teigen.
Oh my God.
Fabulous history here at the Oscars.
So, The Shape of Water leads the Oscar race with 13 nominations, and Guillermo del Toro is expected to bag the Best Director honor.
Yeah, I know him.
Though the Me Too and Time's Up campaign have come up in several Hollywood Film Award events this season, Jimmy Kimmel has reportedly said he won't be bringing up all that stuff at the Oscars. And he told ABC he didn't want the show to be about reliving people's sexual assault.
So boring.
It's like, you know, here's like the current things going on so far. This is the biggest Hollywood night with stars together at the 90th Academy Awards. Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the show for the second time in the row.
That's right, he is.
And Oscars 2018 are likely to reflect the sexual assault scandals, as well as the t-shirts I have made that people can purchase as they pass me by on the red carpet. I am selling these fabulous fashions. I have a new hashtag myself. Don't do it again. Don't do it again. Okay. No one's bought any shirts so far, but I think it's because a lot of people are afraid to come up to me. They know how big of a celebrity I am. I'll probably be nominated next year for that straight play I was in called A Crow Below, or even that new independent film I did called The Useless Puce. I have a lot of nominations that are potential.
Do you?
A lot of nominations. Well,
you know,
potential.
Very good, darling. You know, when I think of the Oscars, I get like this whole set of images and words that come to my mind, like Hollywood elite and designer gowns, glitz and glam, and perhaps the best word of all, exclusive. We have the best words and not Donald Trump. And that's right, a ticket to the Academy Awards doesn't come easy, or for that matter, cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I get there so many juicy.
I have mine.
Clearly, there's only a set amount of tickets available, and
I got
one. Really, who wouldn't want to attend this year? You know what I'm saying?
Well, the awards show this year is held at LA's Dolby Theater, which has a capacity of 3,400 seats. The seats are bought out by studios and then distributed to the people who are deemed the most worthy. Like, every Oscar nominee is given a pair of tickets.
And though they often request and are granted more tickets, they don't get them because the face value, a seat like in the front of the auditorium, like at the A-list here, $750, okay, and Viola Davis proved it, okay. It's like in most venues, seats range in value depending on their location. Like you can score a seat for as little as $150, like in the nosebleeds, which is not where I am. But you can't just browse StubHub for a seat at the Oscars. You gotta know someone like me.
Or me.
Who is fabulous and glamorous. Hold on.
What?
Come over here.
Hi, Sandra.
Okay, thank you.
My
God,
Sandra.
She was such a bitch.
Who are you talking to?
God.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock. She doesn't recognize me because my hair is different tonight. I just took a selfie with Sandra Bullock.
She recognizes
me.
She's
fabulous tonight, doesn't she? She's so... Okay, she's being really rude.
No,
is she
she's
just
not.
Waving to Pernit? Was she waving to Pernit?
No, she was waving to me because we're going to the, you know, Architectural Digest party afterwards, me and Sandra Bullock.
Oh, the after Oscars parties are so fabulous. We're going to have the big Juju Media Room this year, and everybody's going to be there. We'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Maybe later tonight. I'm
so
not sure.
Fabulous.
The parties go so... You know, they go so
really late.
And they're very private.
2 days.
So we want to keep it, you know, kosher for all the stars.
Yeah,
but that
I know
was
that.
It for this year's 2018 Oscar show on the Big Juju Media Radio Show. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I don't know if I'm going to be here for the next show, Steve, because, like, I'm going to be on my date with Sandra Bullock. And, you know, like, these parties can go on for 2 days here in L.A.
Yeah.
And the weather's going to be pretty good tomorrow, so I'll probably just be on the beach drying out.
Really, John?
Seeing.
Oh,
Bernard is just happy staying.
Well, I am just going to be having to sort through all my selfies that I've taken with all the stars who were here tonight. And... I still have all these t-shirts. Don't do that again. Hashtag don't do that again. And also hashtag don't. You know, I think that's real catchy. Real simple.
I think it's kind of dumb.
This is it for my night at the Oscars. I'm Catherine for Classy Living on the Red Carpet.
No, you won't.
Right on, man.
No, no.
Maybe next year. I won't have to do this show because I'll be nominated.
Kind of doubt it.
You know what I mean?
No.
No, you'll be nominated for Best Picture Never Done.